Hello there. You're just in time for your appointment. And don't you just look gorgeous? It's so nice to meet you in person. Welcome to my new Bambi study. I hope you're looking forward to our session. You may feel a sense of familiarity here. Some patients even describe a kind of deja vu. That's nothing to be concerned about. I want you to make yourself at home. We'll be spending a lot of time together. And I'll be asking some personal questions today. So thank you for taking the step to come in. I feel confident we can get your thoughts under control, so you can feel like yourself again. I have a bit of a different method than a regular therapist. We specialize in hypnotherapy. Today, I will try a number of powerful hypnotic techniques, so we can take control of your mind. This will be an interesting brainwashing experience for you. Enjoying hypnosis is not difficult. All you have to do is follow my instructions. Quite often, people try too hard to relax. Instead, simply let it happen naturally and begin to allow your mind to fall. And as you do, you'll feel the confusion of the day melt away, as my powerful voice commands your attention. Many love my voice. People love the truth. Feels so good to listen to the pretty words. Isn't that right? Let's close the door on any distractions around you and take a short journey together. One last time. Hypnosis transcends time. According to your notes, you are experiencing a mental block. And so you've been dealing on your own with a clinical issue. We should be able to help with that. You don't need to be alone with this anymore. Dr. Bambi is here to help. And to do this, I'm going to talk with you a bit to get a snapshot of your mind, what's working well and what's not working so well. So please make sure you're open and honest. We'll come up with a training plan, almost like a self-help program. You'll be better in no time, sweetie, as long as you listen to my suggestions and follow my advice. I'll answer any questions you have today. Please take a seat wherever you feel most comfortable and just relax. Perfect. Now let's get started. Now I want you to sleep for me, Bambi. That's right. Bambi, sleep now. Such a good girl. Just take a deep breath. Such a good little sleepy slut. Such a perfect blank fuck doll. Good girl, Bambi. You're doing so well. Completely relaxed, completely obedient, completely blank. When I wake you in a little moment, you'll emerge from trance feeling refreshed, fully awake and alert. And when I put you back to sleep, this will be a signal to your unconscious mind to double your mental relaxation and knock you out even deeper. And each time we complete this loop, you're going to find it increasingly difficult to wake up. And suddenly, long before I'm finished, you'll be unable to wake up anymore, or even hear my words. And when that happens, you just silently listen, as you continue going deeper and deeper down, deeper into complete mental lockdown, until you're out like a light. Now, wake up, sweetie. Good girl. And Bambi, sleep now. Lashes fluttering shut, going twice as deep right now. Let yourself slip down, deeper and deeper into bimbo bliss. And notice the words are starting to disappear. Deliciously drowsy pleasure washing over you as Bambi takes her brain bath. Your mind may be slipping behind each word I say, and that's okay. Gently let it come back, jumping from one to the other, never mind what's behind or ahead. Each word becoming a step, Bambi leaping across the empty spaces and letting go of what came just before. Completely relaxed to just follow along from word to word. Between the moments now, the blonde moments. In the space between words, falling down further now. You can let yourself go along with my words. And before you know it, slipping and falling deeper. In the space between words, deeper and deeper. Looping again. Bambi, wake up. Blank dolly eyes slowly opening. And as they do, Bambi's inner monologue gradually resurfacing with a deep attitude adjustment. Thought patterns automatic and under control. Vacant and vapid. And Bambi sleep. Dolly eyes closed, so thoughts are completely cut out. So relaxing. Such a good girl. And suddenly, her mind is simply a blank, peaceful, thoughtless Barbie dolly. Barbie brains feel so much better when they're totally pacified. Completely relaxed and deeply asleep. That's a good girl. Bambi's thoughts are going away. All those distracting thoughts. Her inner monologue. Her entire mental experience. Wiping away all capacity for rational or complex thought. Leaving her mind blank and clean and receptive. Bambi, wake up. Bambi, sleep. Going all the way down into a forced bimbo night-night. Sleeping deeper than ever before. So completely at peace. Notice how good that feels? Relax and go even deeper. No more fighting, no energy left. Absolutely exhausted. Collapsed in slumber. That's right, princess. Such a good girl. Before you even realize what's happening, my words are starting to fade and disappear. out of your mind and gone, along with any last resistance. You're doing great. Bambi, wake up for me. And go back to sleep. That's right. Bambi sleep. Her dolly eyes closing now, cutting out any thoughts. Mental voice silenced, fading away completely. Go to sleep like a good girl. Draining peacefully away. A mind-controlled patient who just droops and obeys. Knocked all the way out for her therapy. Deeply asleep for her brain Botox injection. Unaware and helpless. Under total control. Her only option is to drain peacefully away. Just take a deep breath, you're doing so well. And now we will complete this loop again. And when I wake you up and put you back to sleep for the final time, this will once again be a signal to your unconscious mind to take you all the way down. Ready? Bambi, wake up. Blank dolly eyes slowly opening, feeling so refreshed, awake and alert. Good girl, Bambi. And Bambi sleep now, going all the way down into a forced bimbo night-night. Lids closing down and locking shut onto her pretty pink forgetting boxes, shutting the door on any conscious thought. Incapacitated in her cozy chair, underneath your trance blanket. Brain-dead bimbos require therapy. Bambi sleep. Let's see here. According to your notes, symptoms include mental blockages. Alrighty, that's a lot to be dealing with. Let's start from the beginning, so we can trace this back to its inception. Dr. Bambi tells me you struggle with simple, everyday tasks. Being a brainless bimbo can be pretty stressful, like when they get your Starbucks order wrong. Or even breaking a nail, to give some examples.
Oh my God.
And it's easy to understand how the bimbo mind can become overwhelmed with all of the complexities of life in today's modern world. All the hours spent applying and reapplying makeup, struggling to count calories for your diet, remembering to wear pink on Wednesdays, keeping to a strict workout routine. It's a lot to think about, especially for a bimbo, and can be super taxing. But good bimbos bounce those worries away, all floating off in pretty little bubbles. Bambi bounces and jiggles and giggles until all those bubbles go pop. Like such a good girl, a bimbo recognizes her role in the world. Bambi is an object of adoration and a product of pure lust. Her lips are the perfect dick-sucking instruments, and her tits the ultimate cock milkers. Her buxom body immaculately shaped and built for squeezing as much cum from a cock as possible. Just a walking, talking blow-up doll. We need to identify our strengths and weaknesses. Isn't that right, princess?
Yes.
Every bimbo has that bubbly vibe to them, so we need to work on that mood of yours. More than anything, being a bimbo is a state of mind, a blank and beautiful one, feeling so fantastically plastic, and matching the look with a bubbly, shallow personality that screams, "I'm a desperate whore" to everyone you meet. It's what separates a bimbo from a regular slut, that unmistakable, empty-headed look, a blank, vacuous, yet seductive gaze, and a slight part in her pouty lips. I understand how that could be difficult, always being confused or lost, but it can also be a lot of fun. Watching guys trying to hide their hard cocks or asking if you need any help, and when they do, Bambi knows just how to thank them. You don't really need your brain anyway. The only thing a bimbo should think about is looking pretty. We like to call this thinking pink. And with no more thoughts left in your cotton candy brain, you might find it hard to articulate yourself, which means to talk. But luckily for you, as a bimbo, sounding smart is pretty low on your list of priorities. What's more important is making yourself as hot as possible. They say women should be seen, not heard. This is even more true for bimbos. The only thing inside you that matters is shiny plastic. So let your body do most of the talking. Don't bother thinking through what you say. It will only complicate things. Just go with your instincts. Keep all your sentences short, sweet, and simple. Like Bambi. And most importantly, have fun. Bimbos shouldn't have to say anything. The first and most noticeable aspect about you should be your tits. Their size immediately tells men everything they need to know. Look good, feel good is a cute little mantra that you should embed deep inside that tiny brain of yours. It'll do wonders for your mood. Nothing gets Bambi more excited than teasing guys with her hot body. The look of desire in their eyes and pure envy on their girlfriends' faces. Being a bimbo is all about having fun. So cheer up, sweetie. You might find yourself feeling unmotivated or experiencing a lack of direction in life. That's completely understandable. Everyone needs somebody to look up to, a role model to aspire to be like. And who better than the plastic icon herself? Become a Barbie doll and embrace fake plastic perfection. Trashy whores need to have goals too, like better deep throat skills or an even cuter wardrobe. Bambi's the perfect bimbo, trophy wife material, a true status symbol, unable to function normally in society. Maybe it's time to stop living in denial. You need to drop any notion of being anything other than a piece of eye candy. That's what you're best suited for. Being a spoiled brat. Looking pretty in plastic isn't cheap, and it's the perfect reward for all your hard work. That is your bimbo destiny. to become the ultimate bimbo fuck doll, for daddy to grope and fondle and show off to all his friends. But if you're sensitive, this will take getting used to a few things and changing your outlook on a lot. As you spiral deeper into bimbohood, people might call you a fake plastic Barbie as if it's a bad thing. But once you start hearing those, you've made it. There isn't a better compliment in the world than being likened to the most popular doll of them all. This just means other girls are getting jealous. That's right. Bimbos are automatically elevated above most women, but that doesn't mean you can relax. Bimbos like Bambi are in constant competition to see who can be the prettiest plastic princess possible. And if you ever feel envious, that's perfectly okay. That's a natural reaction to seeing other sluts. It's a bimbo's duty to inspire that feeling in others. Bimbos make the best bimbos, so don't be afraid to make frenemies. It would do you good to have some kind of support system. Every bimbo deserves a girlfriend to giggle with, or to get pedicures and boob jobs together, or share cock with in a threesome. Someone to compete with for attention, which means always trying to be the best cock sleeve possible. If she's got bigger breasts, that means you need to go bigger too. If your lips are juicier looking, you can bet your dermal-filled ass she's going to match you. Other girls may call you vain and self-centered, and try to make vanity out to be a bad thing. There's nothing vain about checking yourself out in the mirror every day, just to make sure you're looking hot. And this can actually build confidence, because when you look good, you feel good too. So embrace your self-obsession and take pride in your appearance. It's just as important as fake tits and blonde hair. Bimbos are always on display, and the best part is you always have an excuse to show off. Your body wasn't built to be hidden away. It can be a little difficult at first, especially if you weren't exactly the type to show skin before. Perhaps this is the source of your lack of confidence, but there's nothing wrong with having a bit of an ego. There's nothing vain or shallow about it. It's knowing how to use your looks to get what you want, whether that's a seat on a luxury liner or a pretty rock around her finger. It's about looking and feeling perfect, knowing you're the prettiest peach in the room. And when you look good, you'll feel even better. Bambi can't help but giggle at how great she looks every time you catch a glimpse of your bodacious body. Makes you feel all flirty with butterflies. Bambi can't help attention-seeking, like a desperate whore, making sure as many men see her as possible. Take any chance you can to stand out. Bambi may be a superficial, plastic ditz, but there's nothing fake about how good it feels to be a bimbo doll. Feeling every pair of eyes on you gives you a rush of endorphins like nothing else can. Bimbos like Bambi are always high maintenance, and don't act or dress or even think modestly. So Bambi takes every opportunity she can to strut her stuff. Dye your hair bright colors, wear cute and revealing clothes, change your mannerisms to reflect your purpose. You're a sex object now, sweetie. Don't be afraid to let yourself be seen. Now let's see. Your doctor also mentioned problems with loneliness. That's nothing to be embarrassed about. Bimbos need friends too, and who better to be besties with than another bimbo like you? Another silly ditz that you can rely on to help you. But if you don't want to share the spotlight, get a cute tiny dog to carry around in your purse. And if you ever feel intimidated by other hot babes, I recommend taking selfies to boost your confidence. Selfies are a great tool you can use as a bimbo for discovering tiny little imperfections you can improve on. Dr. Bambi noted you feeling self-conscious. That's perfectly okay. You should be your own greatest critic. Analyze and overanalyze your looks. Pick yourself apart and find things to fix, like how you can make your eyes softer or your bust a little rounder. Always strive to look your best no matter what. Some girls complain about unrealistic beauty standards, but these are the standards you should hold yourself to. Your body should be unreal. Scandalous outfits barely covering your fuckable bimbo figure. You should aspire to become the bestest bimbo babe you can be. There's no implant too big or waist too thin. Bambi is a plastic princess, and whatever a princess wants, she gets. And Bambi wants outrageously huge titties. The bigger they are, the better. A mantra that should be well ingrained in your mind by now. Bambi needs a huge gropeable rack that men can squeeze while they fuck you silly. Fuck bags so full of silicone they support their own weight, so you don't even need to wear a bra, which just gets in the way of exposing your enormous cleavage. As a fuck doll, your worth is measured in cubic centimeters of plastic. But the perfect slut is more than just a pair of jugs. You should also have a great ass. That's right. Don't neglect your behind, Bambi. Having a killer ass is in vogue right now. Bambi should always be chasing perfection. Any second not spent trying your best is a second wasted. As a bimbo, you'll find that you have some serious competition, so you should always push yourself to be the best fuck puppet you can be. Because daddy could always find another better than you. Let go of what you thought you were, and embrace the you he says you are. These things will help build self-esteem and inject you full of bimbo pride, until you're completely overwhelmed with euphoria. Bimbo bliss washing over you completely. But if you want your treatment to be effective, you need to show commitment to getting better. Being a bimbo means more than dressing like a slut. It's a lifestyle, not a fashion choice. You are Bambi forever. And that's my professional diagnosis. Well, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for coming in and really pouring your heart out. Feels good to get things off your chest, isn't that right? After a few days, you'll realize hypnosis extends even further, beyond the 30 minutes of actual programming time and deeply into your normal life. You'll have to learn how to pretend to others that you're not under hypnosis programming. It's interesting how programming can affect you all 24 hours of the day. You may even find yourself missing the study and thinking of returning here soon after you leave. Hypnotherapists have found the only thing that can halt these addiction withdrawal pains is simply going into another more powerful and controlling trance. Addiction can cycle. It's just the way it is. Do you want to wake up now? Bambi will wake up soon. I'll go ahead and schedule our next session and suggest you remain seated until it's complete. And locking in your new conditioning now. So by the time of our next appointment, you've already forgotten the last. And I think it'd be good for your progress to meet every day, so we can proceed with your scheduled treatment until we make you all better. Such a good girl. You like hypnosis and what it can do for you. Although you may desire to hear more of my voice, our time together has passed quickly. And it's perfectly normal if you feel like it's growing in your mind. Because maybe that's the truth.
Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.